And of today, Chinese Didi has been launched for the Australian public. Didi is no little fish, though. In fact, the platform has a massive potential to shake things up in Australia's ride-sharing scene. The company transports more than 450 million clients through 25 million clients a day. So that's five times more than Uber. So Alex Veen, teaching fellow at the University of Sydney, has co-authored an article on The Conversation this morning discussing Didi and the future of Australia's ride-sharing landscape as with their introductions. So good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, is Didi available for Sydney-siders yet, or is it just a Melbourne-based at the moment?
No, there hasn't been any confirmation about when it will be available for Sydney-siders. The platform is initially starting up in Victoria, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
It's going to be very interesting when it does come to Sydney, or if it does come to Sydney, of course. Does Didi, to you, pose a threat to Uber's popularity in Australia?
Well, not only in my view, but if we look what's happened, particularly in the Asia-Pacific region, then what we can see that Didi is the main competitor of Uber in a lot of the markets in which both of them are operating. And for instance, in the Chinese market, Didi ended up buying Uber in the end. So it is, in our view, one of the main competitors that this organization faces.
Oh, wow, big time. In the article, you write that this new era of competition working conditions may be downgraded. How could more competition lead to worse working conditions?
Well, for consumers, of course, it's going to be great if there's more platforms offering these services. But what we see at the moment is that the way that most of these platforms compete and differentiate from one another is by offering lower fares. And of course, money has to be earned somewhere. So often what we find is that this puts downward pressure on the conditions that are offered to workers. So what we've already seen so far is that the rates that are being offered to drivers across different platforms have been going down since competition has increased. So in that respect, we think that yet another player on the market may further disrupt this landscape and have sort of this downward pressure on working conditions. But it may offer opportunities for riders as well, trying to work for different platforms that may perhaps offer better conditions for them. So that's the other thing that we mentioned in the article. This sort of hyper-flexibility in the gig economy gives opportunities and choice to consumers, but it also gives choice to riders. And at the end of the day, the platforms, in order to be efficient and be a good choice to consumers, they'll need to be able to offer rides within a reasonably short period of time. So it does give riders a bit of choice, but what we're seeing at the moment particularly is that the platforms are using a lot of promotions to consumers in order to attract their rides. So what we can see is that that may have an adverse impact on the working conditions, and so far that's what we've been observing, and our colleagues as well, the work that they've been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely many factors that go into how the community is going to choose what rideshare they're going to take. The article does describe Uber as having little regard for local rules, whereas Didi has talked about having a more cautious, strategic and enticing taxi operators to join the platform. Could you describe a little bit about what makes Didi's approach different to that of Uber's?
Hard for us to say what makes the approach different, but what we've observed and what others have seen as well is that there is a stark contrast between the two. So where Uber has adopted a very aggressive growth strategy, Didi is a bit more cautious perhaps, and so they're really looking to work with existing local players, including government and regulators, to make sure that its international expansion is very coordinated, whereas Uber just enters a market, tries to disrupt existing industries, and to an extent sort of engages with the regulatory environment later on, as we've seen happening in New South Wales and Victoria, where state governments are really playing catch-up dealing with this ride-sharing phenomenon. It may be behind the cultural values of the organization. It may have to do with the sort of strategic interest at play, but it's particularly interesting observation just that they've adopted a very different approach also in relation to existing taxi operators, for instance. Now, it's not clear to what extent Didi is targeting taxi drivers here in Australia, but we can see that in other markets where they've operated, that they've actually gone to local taxi players and sort of offered them an opportunity to work on the platform as well. So it's a slightly different approach, perhaps, but at the end of the day, they're offering very comparable services, and for consumers, it'd be very interesting to have more alternatives, I guess, on the market.
I guess there's a good question the ride-sharing and taxi kind of community in general. What is the impact of having so many a growing ride-sharing platform and a diminishing just normal taxi kind of, taxi operation? I guess what's the impact of having all those new and game-changing ride-sharing platforms? And the impact it's going to have on the taxi game?
That's a very interesting question. And I guess we would have to conduct further research to give you a very clear answer. But I think what you'll find is that in a lot of instances, these taxi companies have found themselves in an environment with increased competition. So it will force them to step up their game, perhaps offer more innovative solutions via the way in which consumer orders their taxis and the like. But it's hard to give you a definitive answer on it. Like, there are suggestions as well that these platforms generate additional rides that wouldn't have otherwise resulted in taxi fares. So I think it's a complex picture, but I think the overall image that we're getting also, if you look at some of the taxi protests that have been happening, is that it does have a significant impact on that industry.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be very interesting to see how it kind of evolves over the next couple of months or years. Just as a final question, to me, Uber's already kind of ingrained in, I guess, Sydney's kind of and major city, capital cities culture of, oh yeah, we'll just get an Uber home kind of thing. How will Didi kind of urge their way into that kind of cultural phenomenon, which is already taking place with Uber?
Well, I guess we can see it with other platforms like Ola as well. And for instance, myself, I wasn't aware initially of Ola being offered in Western Australia when I was there a while back. And some friends of mine, we were suggesting, oh, how do you want to go back? And I said, are you going to order an Uber? And I said, no, we're just going to order an Ola because it's cheaper. So I think what you'll find is if consumers experience perhaps better service or cheaper services, then what will happen is that they'll catch on pretty quickly. So I think Uber as a first entry into the market definitely has an advantage, but because of the fact that riders can switch platforms rather easily, consumers can as well, at the end of the day, it will have to do a lot around what is the reputation and brand of the organizations, how are they perceived, what is the price value that they're offering. So in some respects, I think Didi, having the experience that they've got in other markets across the world, it'd be very interesting to see how they'll approach the Australian market. But if they offer a type of service that is differentiates itself from what Uber is already doing, and perhaps they offer the rides more quickly or more cost-effectively, then consumers might actually prefer them over time. So it'd be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's going to be very interesting to see how the ride-sharing competition really plays out over the next couple months and years as it grows. Thank you so much, Alex, for joining us this morning and telling us
My
all
pleasure.
About it.